the Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. In the interest of our government, the King Trendle Broadcasting Corporation asks you to accept Uncle Sam as the sponsor of the Green Hornet program. Young men and young women, boys and girls, you can help win this war. Millions of you are leaving school in the next few weeks. Do you know what you can do to help? Ask your local United States Employment Office. That office can tell you where you can join the army of workers, where you can help produce materials of war, where you can help produce food for our fighting forces, our allies and ourselves on a farm or ranch, where you can get free training that will fit you for a war job. Register for service to your country now at any United States Employment Office. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Invasion Plans for Victory. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Mr. Britt Reed, Department.
A phone call. A simple thing like a phone call started Britt Reed on an adventure that was to bring him face to face with sudden death and cause new cries of "Get the Green Hornet" to blaze across front pages.
For you, Mr. Britt.
Well, thanks, kiddo.
Hello. Axford lounged in the living room as Cato entered.
You heard the phone ringing, Cato. Was it for me?
For Mr. Britt. I take evening paper, please.
Ah, but hold on. Got to read the latest news and find out who I should be mad at.
Mr. Britt wants paper in bedroom. I'll borrow, please.
Oh, all right. Then if Reed wants it. I don't know why it is that with Reed, the owner of the Sentinel, we don't get but one copy of it here at the apartment.
I'll check on it and see you as soon as I can get there. Goodbye.
Here's newspaper.
Thank you. Classified. What's Axford doing?
He was reading paper.
Now, here we are. Personal column. That's a funny thing, Cato, how people can conceal things by printing them for everyone to see.
Yes, sir?
Now, here's the ad I'm looking for. Johann Kinder. Very important that you call on Mother tonight.
Oh, is there a special meaning in small ad?
Yes. Cato, you've heard me speak of Jack Mercer.
Oh, yes, many times. You friend in college.
Well, Jack Mercer's been flying planes. It was he who just telephoned. He wants me to go to his home in the suburbs right away. He spoke of this ad.
I drive car for you?
Yes, but not the Black Beauty. I'll take the convertible. I don't like the way Jack spoke. He sounded worried, and he's not the worrying type.
What did he say about ad?
Well, he couldn't talk over the phone as much as he wanted to. He just told me to look up the ad and translate Kinder. Then he said he thinks that Mother means himself. I don't like the way he said it.
Get that ad, Britt. Translate Kinder. Mother means me.
Get the car, Cato. I'll I'll tell you more about Jack Mercer and his work while we're on our way to his home.
Very well.
While you're getting the car, I'll find a way to get Axford out of the apartment so he won't be too curious.
Okay, Reed. I'd hang around the cops' headquarters just in case there's a new development on that case me and Lowry were handling.
Thanks, Axford. I'll be more at ease with you on the job.
Good night, Reed.
Good night. Oh. All right, kiddo. Cato.
Yes, sir?
I think Kinder is the German word for child.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Johann Kinder. Well, that would mean John Child. Possibly Childs. John Childs. There's something familiar about that name.
I never heard it.
We'll soon be at Jack Mercer's home. I didn't even know he'd reopened it. He sent his family to Florida when he left a few months ago on a secret flight to an undisclosed place.
You were to tell something about him.
Oh, yes. Well, he was working on a report for the government. Few people knew it, but the fact that I knew it makes it possible that enemies also knew what he was doing.
That is true.
He knows that someone's watching his house. He thinks it's a man called Johann Kinder. Now, there was an ad address to Johann Kinder in tonight's paper.
I see.
Well, Jack is under the impression that Kinder was formerly a crook who went under another name. He thinks Kinder took the German translation of his name, and he asked me to find out what I could. In the meantime, he asked me to go to his home.
Oh?
You see, Cato, Jack made some aerial photographs of enemy country that he was familiar with. He's marking the photographs to point out places where our big bombing planes can land when the invasion begins. He asked to deliver those pictures tonight. And he wants me to go with him, just in case this fellow Kinder wants to get rough. He thought there was more than coincidence in the ad and sent. Okay, to turn to the next drive to the right. Stop here. Come to the door with me. If any foreign agents got their hands on Mercer's photographs, the job would have to be done over again. I want you to stand right by the door until Mercer's in the car with me. And I'll keep watch till you join us.
Yes, Mr. Brace. Did you ring bell?
No, I thought he'd be waiting. Suicide. There's a note and a gun. But Jack Mercer wouldn't shoot himself.
No, sir.
And where's the envelope? He told me he'd have it all addressed and ready to mail. It should be right here in his desk.
It is not.
No. Good old Jack Mercer. He suspected this. He tried to tell me something.
Police will call it suicide. Case closed.
No, they won't. This is going to be a case that the police will investigate with every means at their disposal. Thank goodness for the hunch that made me bring the Green Hornet's equipment. Cato, take that suicide note.
Yes, sir.
Leave the gun, but move it a few yards away from him.
Very well.
I'll leave the emblem of the Green Hornet here on the desk. I guarantee that'll make the police use a fine-tooth comb in hunting for clues.
Wait. Car stopping in front.
Car?
Men are coming from it. They are police.
Police? Kato, we've got to get away from here. I can't be detained for questioning now. I've got to find out who put that personal in the Sentinel.
Police have not yet seen car and driveway.
Come on, in the side window. The car. Get in. I'll drive.
Hey, there. Wait.
Hang on. We're going straight through that fence in the rear.
Up the little log.
Shoot him?
Why was too fast? I didn't think he'd get away like that.
Hey, Flynn, Dory. Find out more about the guy across the street and report a shot being fired.
What's inside the house?
It's homicide. And the guy that did it is the Green Hornet.
Hello, Sentinel. Give me the desk.
Hello, hello. Give me a rewrite. Jack Musher's been killed by the Green Hornet.
Shot by Green Hornet.
Hornet strikes again.
Green Hornet eludes police.
Speed King of Air, latest victim of the Green Hornet.
Get the Green Hornet.
Hornet strikes again.
Get the Green Hornet.
Dead or alive, get the Green Hornet.
Get the Green Hornet, dead or alive, get the Green Hornet.
Reed.
Oh, hello, Axford.
By golly, I've been talking to the boys at headquarters. They were all wondering about why I asked so many questions.
Well, it took you long enough. It's nearly 11 a.m.
But you said to find out all I could about Jack Childs.
Well, what did you learn?
The cops don't know where he is. The last they heard, he's gone out of the city.
Oh.
Did you look in the files, the marge?
Yes, Axford, but there's not much there. He seems to have been generally known as a hoodlum, but he was never convicted of anything.
I know he wasn't. No, Reed, can
I... He was indicted several times, a couple of times on homicide charges, but never convicted.
Why do you want to know about him?
I just wondered about him, that's all.
Now, Reed, could
Has Gail returned to the office?
Nope, not that I know of. Reed, if it's all right with you, I'd like to go after the Green Hornet.
It might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. I know how hard you were hit by the murder of Jack Mercer. He was a pal of yours in school, wasn't he?
How'd you know?
Cato was telling me, and so was Casey. By golly, that's an awful thing. I wonder why he'd be bumped off like he was.
Well, there are quite a few people that want to know that.
To think of him getting tangled with the Green Hornet. Suffering snakes. Oh, if only I could get me hands on the Hornet. That's all I want. Just to get me hands on him once.
Yes? Oh, send her in. Well, that'll be all for now, Axman.
Okay. Then I'll go and see if I can get some new leads on the Hornet.
Reed, do you think it's fair to send me chasing wild geese?
Oh, good morning, Gail.
Hello, Michael.
See you later, Axford.
Oh, but I'm not in a hurry about starting. I could wait around for a while if you think you'll be needing me.
I won't.
Well, all right, then. If only I was 20 years younger, suffering.
Now, Gail, what's this about wild geese?
It's not fair. You just won't take me seriously. And I do so want to make good.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean?
Well, you told me to find out who placed this personal in the Sentinel yesterday.
Well?
Sent poor little me traipsing away out in the sticks to call on Pemberton Q. Graves.
Well, our records indicated that a man named Smith paid for that ad.
Smith? Mr. Smith is Pemberton Graves. And it took more than a little work to find out that much.
Well, who was Pemberton Graves?
Oh, a writer of trash, tripe, and spinach.
I beg your pardon?
He writes under half a dozen names for the detective magazines and his own name for Slicks. Oh, he's done no end of stories about conditions in Europe. He came from there a couple of years ago.
I see. Has he any relatives in Europe now?
Oh, I couldn't find out everything about him and get back here by noon, like you said.
But you are sure that he's the man who placed that ad?
Well, he didn't say so.
Oh.
Fact is, he laughed at me and asked why he'd be putting in that sort of an ad. Well, I couldn't answer that because I didn't know of any reason for such an ad.
But you did feel that he's the man who came here as Mr. Smith.
Oh, sure enough.
Very well. Thank you, Gail.
Now, you just hold your horses. Don't brush me off like that. why would Mr. Smith or Mr. Graves run that ad?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to find out.
You take that up with Axford, Gail. He has a deductive brain.
That's his own appraisal.
Well, you learn more about Mr. Graves.
I'm trying to, but, well, you just simply won't talk.
I can't talk because I don't know. Now, you go ahead and show me how good a reporter you can be.
But I've already traced your Mr. Smith to Mr. Graves. Now, isn't that so?
Elementary, Gail, elementary.
All right, then. We'll see what Michael Axford can turn up.
Yes?
Mr. Reed.
Speaking.
You inquired about a certain envelope of photographs.
Oh, yes. What about it?
It was received in this morning's mail.
What?
That's right. But it's not for publication.
I understand.
This is one time the Green Hornet didn't get what he was after. He's killed Jack Mercer for nothing.
Thank you. Well, that does it. Now the Green Hornet must really act. Making sure that Mr. Jackson really had the envelope of marked photographs.
He does have them?
Yes. The authorities think Jack Mercer mailed them before he was shot. But I know differently.
Yes, sir.
I know that Mercer marked those photos to show where planes could be landed and then telephoned me. He was not going to leave the house until I joined him. The man who murdered him mailed the pictures.
But why did he?
Well, if the pictures were stolen, the authorities would find new points in enemy country to set planes down. They know that the places Mercer selected would be guarded. But as it is, our planes will be landed where Mercer indicated, and they'll be trapped there.
I see.
The enemy has seen the pictures, probably copied them.
And you cannot tell authorities of this?
No, not without revealing myself as the one who left the mark of the Green Hornet at the scene of the murder. There's just one thing to do, Cato, and the Green Hornet has to do it. Is everything ready for action tonight?
Yes, sir.
Then I'll telephone Mr. Jackson.
He has pictures now?
At his home. Cato, I'm going to make an appointment to meet him at my office.
Tonight?
Right away. And while he's there, you'll have to go to his home. The odds are against us tonight. And if we fail, it's the electric chair for the Green Hornet.
Going to do to prevent the capture of untold numbers of heavy planes when America starts the offensive drive into enemy country? We'll hear in just a moment. But first, a message from your government to young women who will soon be graduated from high schools and universities throughout America. Would you like to help win the war? If so, you are urged to consider entering one of the most respected of professions, nursing. Thousands of registered nurses have joined the armed forces of the United States. Thousands of student nurses are needed to replace them. If there's a school of nursing near you, it can supply you with information. If there's none in your neighborhood, apply at the nearest office of the United States Employment Service or write the State Nurses Association. Enroll now as a student nurse. Not only will you be doing your part to help win the war, you will be learning a profession which will enable you to serve humanity throughout your lifetime. Now to continue our story. It's evening. Britt Reed is in the large lobby of the Sentinel building with a man named Jackson.
I didn't know whether the information would be of any value to you, Mr. Jackson.
It might be, Reed.
It seemed like more than coincidence. The name Johann Kinder translates to John Child. Now, there was a murderer, or at least a suspected murderer, named Child.
I'll have the file of clippings you gave me on Child's gone over.
Very well.
As you say, there might be something to it. There's a strange coincidence in the fact that the murder took place on the night this fellow Kinder was to call Mother. But can I take you home?
My car's just around the corner.
No.
Oh, by the way, Jackson, I'm not at all certain that Mr. Pemberton Q. Graves is the man who inserted that ad.
We'll have Mr. Graves watched and see if we can't get a line on Jack or John Charles.
murder of Jack Mercer hit me hard. I want his murderer captured.
We all do. This Green Hornet...
Maybe John Childs is the Green Hornet.
Oh, Reed, I have doubts about that. Well, thanks again, Reed. We were lucky that Mercer's work wasn't stolen.
Jackson, are you sure the murderer didn't see it?
Well, how could he? Mercer mailed it before he was killed.
But you're not sure.
Well, the Hornet wanted those pictures. If they'd been anywhere else but in the mail, he'd have had them. Good night, Reed.
Good night.
Driving his convertible, Britt hurried to his apartment. He dashed to his bedroom and then stepped through a panel hidden in a closet. A narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself led down creaky stairs, connected with a building on an adjacent side street. The building was run down, windows boarded up. No one could guess that behind those walls was the hiding place of the Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Cato was already in the car.
A mask, Cato.
Here.
Move over. I'll drive now.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Did you get to Jackson's place?
Yes, sir. And let Sticker, as you say.
Good. Now to get there before Jackson does.
The headlights flicked on. A photoelectric cell intercepted the beam and started a small electric motor. As the great car rolled forward, a section of solid wall swiveled silently up. The car rolled through, turned into the street. Behind it, the wall settled into place. The Green Hornet was in action. Jackson reached his home and went directly to his library. He turned on the lights and moved to his desk to study the material Britt Reed had given him. Then he stared at the top of the desk with a look of shocked surprise.
The mark of the Green Hornet. Been here while I was out. Wonder if he found the place where I had the envelope concealed.
Oh, go ahead, Jackson. Open the panel in the wall.
Face to face with the Green Hornet.
I'm surprised that you fell for that old trick.
Stupid of me. I suddenly remembered that it would be like you to leave your seal here. To make me think you'd already gotten what you came for.
You didn't remember quite soon enough. You'd already reached for that panel to see if the envelope was gone.
I realize that.
Jackson, in your position, you can recommend that the Mercer plans be followed or discarded.
Well, obviously, they'll be discarded if you steal them.
Open that panel.
If I don't?
I'll gas you and open it myself.
Of course. There it is.
I'll take the photographs.
They'll be worthless to you.
Oh, you're wrong. They'll be worth a lot to me. They'll clear me of a murder.
What?
Jackson, the morning edition of the papers will be on the street in 2 hours. News of this robbery by the Green Hornet can make those papers. It will also make the radio newscast this evening.
Surely you're not doing this for the publicity.
I've got to use the publicity. And if you're as keen as I think you are, you'll use it to greater advantage than I.
I don't follow you.
I'm going to remove the marks Jack Mercer made on those aerial photos and make marks of my own. I'm going to talk to you for just 3 minutes, and then you can report this robbery to the police. There's an address. Take it. The man's name is Kinder.
Sovereign snakes, the Hornet has struck again. He stole confidential plans from Jackson's home.
Sort. Read it, Snarry.
I heard it on the radio a few minutes ago.
Graves, I do not like it.
What difference can it make?
Graves, you are a fool. An utter fool. And for one with a fiction writer's imagination, I'm surprised.
Well,
now the plans are stolen. Jackson knows they're stolen.
True, but...
So, do you think those plans will remain unchanged? Of course they won't. All our work is gone for...
What's this?
Good evening.
You, that mask.
The Hornet. The Green Hornet.
And you would have come, didn't I? Here, Graves, there's something I brought for you. Open that envelope and look the contents over.
I know what's inside.
Open it.
You were active last night.
Yes. I've been taking the blame for a murder. I don't mind that if I'm paid for it.
Pay?
I think I've proved that I can deliver the goods. And when you deal with me, you get what you pay for, and not something phony.
Something phony?
You birds give me a pain. You think all you gotta do is line up some cheap underworld hood and pay for what you want. Don't you realize that there's no way to be sure you've got the real thing until it's too late?
Ah, Snyder. What's the matter, Graves?
Look here. What came from Jackson's home? Then look what we bought and paid good money for.
What is the matter?
Matter enough. Talk it over and we'll meet again. Next time I call, you might have an interesting proposition for me.
Wait!
I'll see you again, Graves.
Stop a moment. I want to talk.
I was right at the window. He's gone.
But he'll come back. Now I see what has been done.
That cheap crook, that double-crossing rat, he swindled us. 5,000 we paid him for nothing but pictures he sketched to suit himself.
In no vase like the real ones.
And already, they put the pictures he gave us into the hands that would deliver them home. And he's learned what a blunder we made.
Come. He'll deal with him.
In the only way. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. But first we will get back the money we paid. Come, Graves. A car is outside.
Who is it?
Open the door, child.
Oh, you. What's up, Graves?
Stand back, you rat.
What's the idea of the rod?
You will learn.
Crossing rat.
Oh, your pig's lord.
Stand still. Where's our money?
What's the idea of busting in here with a gat like this?
You know the idea. We've learned the truth. You sold us plans which were worthless.
You're crazy.
It was the Hunter to kill Mercer. This is the paper said.
What
the Hunter killed him. You tried to make us think you had been there.
I tell you, I was. The Hornet got rid of the suicide note I left.
You never even saw the original plans. You made sketches from your imagination.
That's a lie.
It is you who lies. There's the money we gave you.
If you think I'm going to give it back, you
have... You do so now.
Now, look here, Graves. Be sensible about it. The Hornet got there after I did. I don't know how he knew about Mercer. He took the suicide note to make it look as if he had done the job.
I gave you the real plans. I swear I did.
Liar.
Crook.
I did, I tell you. I'm giving it to you straight. It's a Hornet that's doubling on you. He's trying to steal my stuff. He's trying to put me in bed with you.
The Hornet killed Mercer.
He didn't. I tell you, he didn't. I got the real plans. The Hornets are the phonies. I got you the real ones, and I killed Jack Mercer.
Jackson,
shoot.
Hello.
Shoot.
Take
a look. I'll get up.
No. No, don't you.
That does it. All right, line up there, the three of you.
Wait, there's a mistake.
No mistake. We heard all of us said.
Oh.
We heard your convincing story that you murdered Jack Mercer. We heard that these two paid you for it. Well, that's enough.
It's the Green Hornet. He's the guy. Oh, you two fatheads, you thick-skulled saps. You fell for the Hornet's trap. You took the bait, hook, line, and sinker.
We are not yet beaten.
No? Well, we'll see about that.
Hey, Jackson, there's a car outside. It looks like that one we heard about. There it is. Hear it?
The Green Hornet. Boys, I'm sorry. The truth can't be told.
Why can't it?
Well, the less said, the better. We've captured two men at the Gestapo, Snyder and Graves. Graves has relatives in concentration camps. He was forced to obey Snyder's orders by threats of death to his relatives. But we're going to let the plans go back to Europe. Let our enemy think they know where our big planes will land. We'll change our plans accordingly.
I see.
For obvious reasons, it must not be known that Graves and Snyder are captured. Men will take their places. Men who are on our side. Who will gather vital information on other spies.
But that means that the Green Hornet...
Yes, gentlemen. It means that I'm relying upon you leading men of the press to cooperate. It means that the Green Hornet will have to take the blame for the murder of Jack Mercer and the robbery of the plans of my home. I'm sorry, but that's the way it's got to be.
Mr. Jackson.
Yes, Mr. Reed?
The Hornet's been blamed for so many things. I don't think you'll mind being blamed for one or two more.
No, I don't think you'll mind. You know, sometimes I wonder about those other, shall I say, crimes of his.
America needs young people in this war. If you are 16 or over, you can help grow the nation's food, or work in a war production plant, or get free training that will fit you to help in building planes and ships and guns for the Army and Navy. Learn where and how you can best serve your country at your local United States Employment Office. Learn about free training courses, about summer farm jobs for both boys and girls. Register now at the nearest field office of the United States Employment Service. You have just heard the adventure, Invasion Plans for Victory. These exciting dramas are sent to you each Saturday at this same time. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. This program has come to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.